The station graced the airwaves from 1947 to 1985, first as a pop and top 40 station, then changing to country in 1975. Many folks who worked there are still working here and around the country. One of the most famous couldn't make it to the reunion. He was working at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas last night, so he sent a videotape. George Carlin came to Fort Worth from Massachusetts.
I was 22 years old. I just turned 22 a month or two before. And in fact, it was July 13th, 1959, and I was fresh out of a radio station in Boston where I'd been fired a month earlier for driving their mobile news unit from Boston to New York City to buy some pot.
Unfortunately, the station needed to use the vehicle at the time to cover a breakout at the nearby Walpole State Prison.
Another thing I did at that Boston station was to cut Cardinal Cushing off the air in the middle of the rosary. So I didn't have a good record.
Carlin worked the 7 p.m. to midnight air shift, a gig he admits was rather relaxed.
How you doing? George Carlin here, inviting you to become a member of our big swinging KXOL teen club.
It was so relaxed, in fact, that one night I did 2 whole hours in a British accent. And apparently no one thought anything of it because I never heard much about it, you know, negatively. In most radio stations I worked at, I heard something.
And you've heard some things about some of his co-workers.
What's interesting to me is the number of people who came out of KXOL who had national careers of one sort or another. And in particular, I had 3 nighttime newsmen at the time I was there from July through February, and that's 59 through 60, who went on to have national careers. Bob Schieffer, who everyone knows from CBS News, and Jack Burns, my own partner in comedy, who then later had a career that was a little more important than the one with me. He had a career with Burns and Schreiber.
Newsman Jack Burns and disc jockey George Carlin left KXOL to become a comic team.
Good evening, sport fans. Biff Burns back again in the Sportlight Spotlight. And my guest tonight, a young man who has been a credit to the boxing game for over 20 years, Killer Carlin.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, Biff. It's a pleasure to be on your crummy show.
Burns and I shared an apartment over on Dorothy Lane. And we would sit up watching the Jack Parr show at night and watch the whole show, of course, but especially the new comedians as they'd come on. And we would dream about ourselves being on there. We were just sitting there in our underwear with beer cans and still in radio. We hadn't decided to leave yet. Still in radio. And we would dream about what it would be like to be on the Jack Parr show. And we would improvise these interviews. We'd make believe one of us was Parr and the other was one of the two of us. And we would do these improvs, these horribly funny fake interviews and laugh and laugh. And we were on that show 8 months after we left Fort Worth. We were actually on the Jack Parr show, and I can't believe that still to this day. And I wanted to say that KXOL had a big part in that.
Lots of good memories last night for the folks that used to play for you on KXOL Radio 1360.